Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. And as I told you in the last podcast, the Gold Cup Soccer and Major League Baseball podcast episode, I was doing the Thursday / Friday morning Olympics. I don't know what you guys call them, and that's, I guess, the reason why I am struggling. Because to me, it's still Thursday night. Like, right now, to me, it's still Wednesday night. I haven't been to bed, even though I'm recording this at 3:38 Eastern and 12:38 on the left coast. It's still Wednesday night. Although I'm doing a Thursday podcast, and I understand that. So, to me, tomorrow night's Olympics that I am betting on is Thursday night. But to some of you, it will be Friday morning. So, whichever one it is, it's happening at 12:40 a.m., as Thursday goes into Friday. Anyway, I'm betting on the Olympics women's basketball team. They are playing Japan in group play. They have not went to any knockout rounds yet. And like I said, Friday night, 12:40, which is why you're getting this on Thursday, so that you can go ahead and bet it sometime today for tonight. But anyway, don't bet the money line. Unless you know something I don't know. If you're going to bet on Japan to win this game, I need you to write me what inside information you know, because I don't believe it. Don't bet the money line on this one. Number one, Japan's not going to win. Number two, who wants to bet Team USA for -2,500? Yes, you heard me right. -2,500. It's ridiculous numbers. You'll win like pennies. Just don't do it. So, anyway, the two bets, though, that I am making are both kind of on the USA side of things. Let's go to the spread first. When I bet this about an hour ago, the spread was 19. They had Japan plus 19 at -105. And then they had USA minus 19 points at -115. I think that's a steal at -115. USA only won by 9 against Nigeria. But I told you guys why. The Team USA women are a true team. They've been playing together forever on different national teams, different world's teams, going into FIFA, going into the World Cup, going into the Olympics, going into just different competitions. They always played together. When you have newbies coming up, they have a slew of veterans to rely on almost always. So, if they're winning by 30, their starters do not care to sit down. Let the second and third team play, let them gel, let them make mistakes, and Nigeria caught up with us. But at no point, I don't feel, we were in any danger of losing. Japan, however, they opened up with a really unsteady 4-point win over France. You watched that game. It was really back and forth. Japan didn't shoot as well as what they normally do. Now, here's the thing, and what makes this game interesting to most, and the reason why USA is only getting minus 19 points, is that Japan could give the USA some trouble with their offense, because their offense emphasizes movements constantly to try to get Team USA to switch and then them get huge mismatches. And against Team USA, they're going to be looking for threes. Against other teams, like you saw against France, what they were looking for were mismatches that they could drive on or mismatches that they could throw in the post on. They're not going to be able to do either, I don't think, with Team USA. Number one, Team USA is way too tall, which we're going to talk about this in a minute, for them to be throwing anything inside the post. Two, Team USA helps too much. Sometimes to their, It's not to their benefit. Sometimes they overhelp, but they're not going to be able to drive on a mismatch because someone's going to be there to help. So they're going to have to rely on movement screens, their cutoff screens, and their flashes in order to get three-pointers. The reason why is because there's a big mismatch when it comes to Team USA being on their offense and Japan having to play defense against us. Japan's average height on their team is 5'9". Yeah, I'm letting that sink in. 5'9". See, we've got 9 out of 12 of our U.S. players 6 foot or taller. Don't forget, Brittany Griner, 6'9". She should be able to just score at will. I mean, we should be able to lob to her into the post at all times, even if they're going to double team her, because then we have a quick kick out. We also should be able to flash Brittany Griner into the high post and post up other of her teammates in the low post and still take advantage of our height differential. Fatigue should be no problem for either one of these teams, and it definitely shouldn't be a factor with the Americans. Because every U.S. player, except for Breonna Stewart, played fewer than 29 minutes. And even then, Breonna only played 34 and a half minutes. So we should be able to run up and down the floor. We should be able to half court or full court press if we need to. But I don't see us doing that. Guys, I really think it's time for a big blowout party. They had numerous, and I do mean numerous, blowout parties in Rio in 2016. And it's time for Japan to experience one with their home team in these Olympics. I really think Team USA blows them out way over 19 points. But with us on defense, I don't think Japan, I think they do run a very good offense. It may confuse us in the beginning for, I would say, 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes before we call a timeout, re-go over, reestablish, and then take over. Then when a new lineup is put in, there may have to be another timeout. I don't see Japan being able to get wide open threes. And if they can't do that, I see them having a hard time scoring over, again, our height. So that is the reason why I'm taking under 161 points at -105. I know a lot of people think this is going to be a high-scoring game, and they're saying take over on 161. Guys, I can't do that, me personally. And I'll only tell you what I bet and the reasons why. It is because I don't think Japan upholds their end of the bargain. I think they only get about 50, 55 points. 60 at max. If they score 50 points, then for us to go over the 161, we'd have, and I'm doing quick math here, our team would have to score 112 points and really put the crushing on. Again, I talked to you guys earlier, and I've talked to you guys on a previous episode. Team USA really doesn't have that kind of philosophy. They will not beat you by 100 points like Team USA men will. So, I think you have to take that into consideration also. So, that's my two bets on Olympic women's basketball. Tomorrow night, 12:40. Under 161, and then Team USA to win -19. Then at 7 a.m. on Friday, which is before most of you listen to the Friday podcast, even though I'll try to remember to put it into that, our Olympic soccer team is going to play. They're playing the Netherlands. If you were like me and bet the last game against Australia and it left you with a sour taste in your mouth, you're not really wanting to bet this game. I almost didn't. I'll just be real honest with you. It about made me sick. I got to watch probably the last half of the third period. It was 0-0, and Team USA and Australia were puttering around. They were just kind of jogging to each other. They weren't trying to break. They weren't trying to score. They both knew that if they played to a tie, they both would advance, and with both of them having losses to Sweden. That was really disappointing for me to see. Now, the American coach stated one of the reasons why she allowed Team USA to do that was due to their legs. They did not want them to be fatigued going into knockout play. That's all well and good, but I better see Team USA ready to play Friday at 7 a.m. or I'm liable just not to bet them anymore. Watch them, root for them, celebrate them when they finally win the gold medal. But I don't believe in any instance you should just jog around and play for a tie. And you guys have heard that from me numerous times. I am a coach. I would never allow any of my players to do that. And number one, I don't believe in ties. But anyway, the Netherlands versus Team USA. Two bets I'm making here. I'm going over 3.5 goals will be scored at +130. And then I'm going for Team USA on the money line just for them to win. Regular time, at +120. So we're going to have to see if these two bets pay off. We're going to see if USA comes out to fight. We're going to see if they're actually running and cutting towards the ball. If they are running to their offensive player on defense and actually trying to take care of the ball and do what they should be doing. If they don't, I'm going to be so upset. And you guys are going to hear me rant and rave, and you know that that's always fun for you guys. But that's our four picks on the Olympics for tomorrow night. Okay? However you see it, whether it's Thursday or Friday. Friday, 12:40 a.m., and then Friday at 7 a.m. in the morning. Anyway, guys, please bet responsibly. Do not bet, like, $100,000 on this. That would be crazy. Do not bet any more than what you guys can afford. Please. We've talked about bankroll management before. You do not want to lose sight of that. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or someone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. No, they are not a sponsor of this show. No, this is not an advertisement. This is me caring about you. You need to call 1-800-GAMBLER. Answer their questions honestly, so they can tell you what kind of help, support, guidance you may need, and make the appropriate referrals to your local area. Guys, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on today. And I'll talk to you guys soon. And hopefully, I'll see some of you down the road.